This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome, golfers and non-golfers, and those brave enough to be out there for those 7:30 or 8 a.m. tee times today. Although it's probably a pretty good chance you're going to have a little frost delay. Welcome to the show. We are got some interesting things to talk about, and none of them specifically deal with the COVID-19. Golf has been very good, professional golf, about their testing and how they're keeping the players safe. Dustin Johnson had a positive test, so he pulled out of this week's event. But generally speaking, it's been good. Now, one of our guests today, as a result of 2020 and the first of 2021. So for those who really enjoy the Masters, including the guy on this end of the microphone, it's going to be a pretty cool thing to see it in November and then see it again in April. One of the things I read this week that kind of piqued my attention, I was not aware of this. There is a rule at Augusta National for the Masters that players are not allowed to use those very complicated and detail-oriented caddy, you know, the greens books. That helps them with yardages, helps them read the greens. I mean, they are really complicated now, and guys love them, and they are hooked on them. You could take their driver away probably, and they might be more upset if you took their caddy book away, and that's pretty much what's going to happen at Augusta. They will not be allowed to use those books. They'll be given a book when they check in, and that's what they'll be required to use throughout the 4 days at Augusta. One of those guys who is really into that green book, that they call it, is Bryson DeChambeau. He is one of the favorites, perhaps the favorite, going in to the Masters. And it'll be interesting, and the story I read put the slant on it, that might take him out of that favorites rule, role. I don't know. It's an interesting proposition, of course, but I don't know if he hits the ball, you know, 360 yards off the tee on a lot of those holes. I don't know. I know the greens are a big part of what goes on in Augusta, but when he's able to eliminate a lot of the trouble and make make the course virtually a driver and wedge course, that gives him a big advantage. So we'll see. DeChambeau is always doing something, always twittering, always tinkering with his clubs. Well, now he's working on playing with a 48-inch driver. That's the maximum length under the rules of golf. His carry distance is 314.1 yards. But if he gets this new club dialed in, who knows how far his carry will be. And I want to recommend a story to you. It's on the Golf Channel website, and the headline of it is One Pro's Hole-by-Hole Take on How Bryson DeChambeau Might Play Augusta National. It's quoting a guy who's a former player and who's played at Augusta and competed. And he offers his predictions, I guess, about how he'll play it. And his look at it is that he won't be able to hit driver nearly as much as people think he will. But when he does, we may see some interesting numbers on how far that thing will go. This week at the tour event in Southern California is the one of those tournaments that was supposed to be played in Asia, but because of the travel and everything, they moved it and next week's tournament to the U.S. It's the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. Shadow Creek was once a really exclusive place in Vegas. Sorry, it's not in Southern Cal. The only way you could get onto that course is to have a lot of money, A, and B, you had to stay at Steve Wynn's resort in Las Vegas. Well, that's changed because that didn't fly as high as they thought it would. So now you can get on it with a few connections and a lot of money. And it's a good golf course, but you wouldn't have known just how good it was yesterday when Xander Schauffele put on a show that is rarely seen. He started on the back. He made a par. Then he made a birdie. Then he made a par. In the last six holes, he made birdies. He shot 29 on his opening nine and closed with a 35 for 64. Now, guys shoot 60s and 62s and 63s regularly. But making birdies on the last six holes of a nine, that's pretty good. He's one of those guys who quietly sneaks up on the field whenever he plays. Yeah, he's mentioned among those that you should keep an eye on, and he's always there. He looks like he has the game that travels very well, and as he begins his master's preparation, that's not a bad way to get it started. They have this week, they have next week the Zozo Championship at Sherwood in California. then the Bermuda Championship, and then the Houston Open before the Masters. The only thing that's normal about all of that is that the Houston Open, when the schedule was back in the normal days, the Houston Open on many years was the prep last course that they would play before Augusta for those who played the week before. And the folks who did the setup at the Houston Open tried to replicate the best they could about how Augusta would be, you know, slicked up their greens. They made updates and improvements to not duplicate, but get their holes to have some of the characteristics of Augusta National. So that will be interesting to see how that goes and see how many of the players actually play there. I don't know if you saw, but on social media there was a couple pictures this week that showed what Augusta National looked like 2 weeks ago. It was brown. The Bermuda grass, you know, was dormant. But the way they do things at Augusta, 10 days later, after that picture was taken, it was emerald green, just like it always is in April. So they're going to face a similar course in condition-wise. The only thing that won't be, and of course this is all dependent on the weather, but the only thing that won't be quite the same is they don't believe that the fairways will be as firm and fast as they have been in the past. And for whatever this is worth, there is the forecast is not great for Masters Week a month from now. So I don't know how much faith you put into weather forecasting, but that's too bad because everybody looks forward to, you know, those wonderful Augusta, Georgia days and all the flowers, which won't be blooming, but, you know, just perfection there. So this will be a brand new deal for everybody, and it's going to dominate now. You know, there are other championships to be won, and the big-time players will, you know, ease in and out of those last three tournaments. They won't play all of them. Some might just play one. It's all, you know, all to their liking. Saw another thing that was interesting, and we've talked about this, about how courses are still getting a whole lot of play, more than normal. It's been like somebody opened up a faucet in May when golf courses were allowed to get back to playing golf on a regular basis. The response has been unbelievable, and there has been some research done. There is the one thing that caught my eye was play is up 15% to 35% nearly everywhere compared to 2019. Even play at cool weather courses like what we have here has yet to slow. And that's the truth. I've talked to some pros this week, and they all say they can't believe it. Here we are in the middle of October, and folks are still, you know, jamming the tee sheets, and that's great for everybody. There's always a good and a bad thing in these situations, right? You know, the cart traffic is testing the turf now. Because there are so many people out playing and so many carts out there, you know, that puts a little wear and tear. So, you know, they got to deal with that. And they found that one of the reasons that play is up is that there has has been so much cancellation and postponement of youth activities and work from home policies. It's one of the biggest increases for 2020 play. The committees and superintendents are capitalizing on the 2020 golf interest to sell course renovations. And that's a very nice lead-in to our second guest today, who's going to talk about the renovations and new look at Fox Chapel Golf Club. Industry content, print, digital, and social media is being consumed at a higher level than 2019. Nobody knows what to expect from the outing slash event business in 21. Virtual events are generating little buzz, which, you know, that's understandable. I have talked to some people who say that, you know, even in the middle of this, back in June, July, they were talking to people who had events scheduled this year, but they were postponed or canceled, and they've already made plans for next year. So I think it's a matter of weathering this storm, although the storm isn't as bad as it might be, because of the number of people that are out playing. They might be, golf courses might be able to salvage their season. It's been difficult on everybody, but the other side is now that they're playing, things are looking up a little bit. So I don't think anybody will dispute the fact that this has been such a strange year in so many regards. But it looks as though, and we won't know until maybe even next year, exactly what kind of damage was done early and how much golf courses and clubs were able to rebound with the surge late. I'm sure they'll be hoping that the surge will bleed over into 2021, and if we get to a point where we're doing better with the virus, golf can get off to a nice kind of pace early next year and keep the momentum going that they made this year. Well, it's time for our first break, and when we come back, we are going to talk to somebody who was very much affected by COVID-19, not physically, but his line of work was altered, and we'll talk about that after a 2020 update and pay a couple bills along the way. And when we come back, we'll get to our first guest of the day. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.